We're told we are to remember Memorial Day. Most folks will comply without thinking for a moment about the side not considered. What happened to the counterparts? Does anyone remember them? With the mainstream acceptance of most things military, does the how and the why and the what of what we are expected to remember change? The Eating Liberty Podcast, episode 244, Food and Freedom, Once a Week for Life. So this is a short episode about some thoughts I have about this day. Today is Memorial Day 2023. I want to do this show to discuss what we've been taught to think about Memorial Day. Maybe to what we haven't been taught to think about Memorial Day. My mom's dad served in World War II. I know a Vietnam-era Ranger, and some of my classmates' dads also served in World War II. Oh, I take that back. My mom's dad was World War I. I've lived near Patrick Air Force Base and MacDill Air Force Base, and now live in another Air Force town. It's purely coincidence, I assure you. Yesterday, I saw a man from the VFW taking donations for poppies. Some pickup trucks had giant U.S. flags standing up in the beds, flapping as they drove down the street. There will probably be parades and spots on radio and TV reminding you, as their patriotic duty, that you have a patriotic duty to honor those who went way far away to defend freedom and liberty and democracy. Oh, bother. Except for the War of 1812, no one has come to this country to fight a war. Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day and was the day to decorate the graves of Confederate and Union soldiers in Arlington National Cemetery. Remembering those dead seems a good thing. Dead Americans are worth mourning. Dead Americans fighting on orders from overlords for political reasons gets murkier. Can you honor and mourn the dead and still be opposed to the politics that put them in harm's way? Is acknowledging that someone died on orders to be killed, I'm sure those orders never say, go to that place and take one for God and country, but is acknowledging that death independent from support for the evil that sent them there? There are only two victors in war, the politicians and the bankers. Soldiers never win. At no point in my lifetime, or the lifetime of anyone in my line, was our freedom in jeopardy. The freedoms of every American in America was firmly still on U.S. soil. My freedoms weren't with those 500,000 Iraqi children Secretary of State Madeleine Albright seemed to think were worth the cost to kill. Your freedoms weren't there either. And depending on how old you are, your freedoms weren't in Korea, Vietnam, Iran or Iraq, Honduras, or Afghanistan, and if you are even older, your freedoms weren't in Germany. Your freedoms weren't in any of the over 800 military bases in foreign countries around the world. At no point were you in danger from anyone anywhere in those countries. They fought for democracy. No, they didn't. That's as stupid as saying you can beat and abuse someone into doing what you demand they do. Comply, or I'll hit you again, only harder. Democracy is an emotional trigger word to keep the rabble from thinking too much about what the leaders, scare quotes, are doing with people, equipment, and cash. Remember the exit from Afghanistan? What a CF that was. There are some 192 other countries in the world, and the U.S. is in no position to dictate to any of them how to run their affairs. What seems overlooked on Memorial Day are the dead from the U.S. domestic invasions. Nearly 600 Indian tribes have been exterminated from the face of the earth thanks to the U.S. Army. An entire race of people is gone from Manifest Destiny and Sheridan and Sherman and Lincoln and Grant, and that's not mentioned. The invasion of the Confederate States of America by the Grand Army of the Republic was, in fact, an invasion. Now, there is no doubt many will have something to say about the particulars, but the invasion seems plain. The numbers of dead are immense, staggering, and include, according to some sources, up to 1 million civilians. It seems worth mentioning that many of the dead civilians were black. You draw your own conclusions about how that fits the narrative. What about the victims of the war on poverty and the war on drugs? Incalculable numbers of people dead from those government policies called wars, and only the families remember. The war on misinformation might also have a death toll, but of course, we'll never know the specifics because that is misinformation. Behind all those dead people is a government. Behind the government is a banker. How do we support the dead and not the agent of their destruction? That's my conundrum. It seems implied that the latter goes with the former. I said this is short, and it is. I have no didactic to end this episode. I'm going to tend to the garden. I'm going to put shallots in and prepare the raised beds for the summer plants. We're going to have hamburgers because we like them, and that seems to fit some vague Memorial Day menu tradition. Have a safe day doing whatever you're doing, and I'll see you next week. Music for the Culinary Libertarian Podcast is provided by Matthew Bankert at mattbankert.com.